Hi, I'm David, and you're listening to the Music Kid Podcast. Today we have something special in store for you. We're going to talk about the future of music, whether or not there even is one, and if so, what it could possibly look like. But first off, since this is our first episode, let me introduce myself. As I mentioned, my name's David, and I'm a German student at the HHU Düsseldorf. Currently I'm studying English and music theory. So does my co-host Lena, by the way. Today she won't be attending us live, but we're going to listen to an interview she conducted with Sebastian Timm, and I would suggest we dive right into it.
So, first of all, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background in music?
Yeah, my name is Sebastian Timm. Mm-hmm. I've studied double bass in the direction of classical music. Later I've worked for 2 or 3 years in orchestras. 10 years ago, I've changed my career to go to the school and work as a teacher.
Very nice. Do you think music will be able to evolve, and what would that look like?
I think music has never stopped to evolve. Why should it do now? Music has always been the mirror of the society it was created from. So nowadays, the produced music is most of all designed for a capitalistic population that consumes it in a fast food way. Artists, as you may call them so, are a disposable product that serves a demand as we talk about mainstream. Mm-hmm. Beside, there is more music that represents the hectic and melting pot life of Western capitals and big cities, where most of the trends are set. Traditional styles evolve, also melting with other influences. So in my opinion, music evolves most of all by combining different styles to create one new, as an evidence for a globalized world in which we are living now.
So on this one, I think I mostly agree with Sebastian here. Except for maybe the part where he says that music today is designed for mass consumption in a fast food sort of way, because I think that's something that's been around for a while. But I think from a today's standpoint, you can actually say that's something that was perhaps even necessary in order for musicians back then to come up with new musical ideas, as they felt like they had to do so in order to create something new compared to the other artists who were just trying to please a mainstream audience in order to make a living. So anyways, let's get back to the interview here.
In the past 70 years or so, music has become increasingly electronic. Do you believe that especially young people will still listen to classical music in the future?
The life experience becomes more and more important to people, like something special, I think that classical music might also experience a comeback. At least the contact to film scores, which is nearly inevitable without traditional classic sounds, will keep the experience alive, because it moves the souls and feelings of humans in a way no other music is able to.
So that's something I also find quite interesting, since I think that musical ideas have been refurbished over and over in sort of a circular motion, pretty much from the beginning of professional music production. Because ideas that were once successful might still hold some value within them for the future, especially when combined with new forms of media, like Sebastian mentions here with film, they become a whole new experience. So I agree that classical music is something that's probably going to stick around with us for some time.
Now, on the artist's perspective, there are more artists available to us than ever before. Spotify and other streaming platforms have completely changed the game for listeners and artists alike. How will this transition from traditional media shape the future? Do you think it will be easier for artists to make a living?
In a certain way, the area of hobby music has become a lot of influence via social media. But that doesn't make that much money, or fits most of all some parts of the fast food sector. For the artists themselves, it has become very hard to earn money with their music. This is why also nearly all of the big players sell their merchandise, perfumes, fashion, and so on. There's more money in merchandise and concerts than selling music itself. Algorithms, like nowadays, lead also always in the end to mainstream because that's where the big business is, but certainly not everyone's taste.
So next up, there's a question that came to me a couple of days ago when I was reading an article on what the future of musical technology could hold in store for us and how we could or should perhaps feel about it. And I think the answer Sebastian is giving us here is simply wonderful.
Now, there is an idea that in the distant future, there will be a technology available to us which allows for the music on our phones to adapt in timbre, volume, instrumentalization, pitch, and pace according to our emotional state, our heart rate, and so on. For example, a song will pick up in speed when you step on the treadmill at the gym. Is this something you would enjoy?
That might sound great to anyone who consumes music like a shoe, but it destroys the vision of music as an independent art that can connect to you individually and independent from time, emotional state, heart rate, or so on. Isn't there a song you like that much that it fits in nearly every situation in your life? You whistle it, sing it, remember it like a good friend. It talks to you, you find confidence and feeling. It welcomes you with open arms. This gets lost. So people lose the confidence in their own taste. Masses will rise and individuality will die.
Very valid point. The last question is a bit more open. What do you think can or should improve for musicians and listeners in the future? And on the other side, what would be your worst nightmare?
In Germany, we have the great luck to own a public law sector that provides a basic access to a widespread cultural supply. That also secures artists, musicians, and education, which overall keeps a cultural sector alive. My worst nightmare would be to lose this, just consuming what has been recorded within 100 years without evolving further because of losing the courage to stand for one's own taste.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So all of this might sound pretty dark, but I think it kind of also gives us a bright outlook because it just proves that there are still people who care about the development of music and music in itself as an art form and not just as a means of helping you get through your day, which certainly is a great value of music, but to me probably not the most important one. Let me know how you feel, and thanks for tuning in today.